Blog Talk Radio.
Central, and the Greg Squirrel Show is on the air right here on Blog Talk Radio, Thursday edition. That's right, Greg Squirrel Show is back on the air. And if you don't, and if you happen to catch us by accident, well, that's a good thing. For those of you who do not know, our new times and everything, Tuesdays at 3 p.m., Thursdays, 9 a.m., and if you are listening today to the Greg Squirrel Show, I want to say welcome to the program. Talk about sports. We will be glad to discuss it on the air right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. That's right. You heard a little bit different startup music today coming into the show today. That's right. Today would have been the King, Elvis Presley's 80th birthday. So happy birthday to the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley. Oh yes, one of Elvis always started off his concerts with that song, and it is a moving thing, if you know what I mean. All right, got a lot of great stuff we're going to talk about today. There's something you want to talk about, your phone line. Once again, the phone lines are open, 323-642-1128, and we got the chat room up and running right there, blogtalkradio.com/TheGregSquirrelShow. Is the link to listen to the program. Well, you can tell it's the new year. Things are starting to get fired up as far as MMA promotions. So a lot of MMA promotions have already held events. And there's other MMA promotions getting ready to have events. Brawl, Inc. Branson, Missouri, they got a big event coming up next Saturday, the 17th. Is that Saturday or Friday? I can't remember. But anyway, they got a it out. Got two big events coming up on the 24th. Extreme Fighting Inc. has a big event coming up in Fort Smith, Arkansas at the Fort Smith Convention Center. So make sure you check that event out. Aaron Cobb and the crew, bunch of great people down there, Tony and Darlene, and everybody that helps them out put those events on down there at Fort Smith. I'm hoping and praying I get to go back and announce for them this year. We'll have to see what happens there. But Tony and Darlene always hold a special place in my heart. So hopefully we'll be getting to go back down there sometime in 2015, Fort Smith, Arkansas, with Extreme Fighting Inc. If you want to get your tickets, look up XFI Ice. And hopefully we're going to be able to get Aaron Cobb, matchmaker, hopefully get some of the fighters fighting on Extreme Fighting Inc., get them on the show, talk about that big event coming up down in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Also going on January 24th, Springfield, Missouri is the place to be at the Shrine Mosque. Adrenaline Fight League will have a big event coming up there. I'm going to be at Adrenaline Fight League doing the ring announcing and for that big event. Looks like we're going to have about four big title fights on that show. So, as always, good job, Eric Stevens and the crew with Adrenaline Fight League. Got that big event coming up, Springfield, Missouri. You can look find Adrenaline Fight League on Facebook for ticket information. And get your tickets for that event because they are going fast. Once again, first big event for 2015. Did I say 2014 earlier? I can't remember. 2015 coming up for Adrenaline Fight League. Also, we have Oklahoma Fighting Championship. I think that's what it's called. Oklahoma Fighting Championships going on over in Oklahoma. We got Rage in the Cage going on. Mike and the crew over there, Oklahoma City at the Old Farmers Market. They got a big event coming up. Next week, coming up soon. I don't have the exact date here in front of me. And Quad City Fighting Championships, they got a big event coming up in February up in Iowa. Had a blast, went up there and did ring announcing for a show for them end of last year. And looks like as soon as we get everything worked out, possibly be going back up there for them in 2015. So really excited about that. The basketball started. Our beloved Arkansas Razorbacks started their conference schedule Tuesday night. They went to Georgia and defeated the Georgia Bulldogs. They'll be in action again this Saturday. Vanderbilt Commodores coming to the Bud Walton Arena, Basketball Palace of Mid-America. So make sure if you're a Razorback basketball fan, get up there, check that out. Mike Anderson has the boys doing good. They were actually down by a pretty good margin Tuesday night. And we're able to come back and get the W. So congratulations, Mike Anderson and the crew. Don't forget, Monday night, we still got a little bit of college football left. That's right. We got the college football playoff championship, whatever they're calling it now. Our Oregon Ducks taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes. And 323-642-1128, if you want to call in with your predictions on that ball game, we would love to hear from you right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. All the way till 10 a.m., we are on the air today. It's a lot of good stuff. Topic of the day is John Jones. I mean, tested positive for cocaine. And, I mean, I'm starting to think Dana White is losing his mind. Dana White came out and said John Jones wasn't even supposed to be drug tested. And yet he, I mean, I don't know if he has to say so. Call in on this. What do you think the punishment for Bones should be? I mean, he claims that he's gone and put himself into rehab. I don't trust Bones Jones when it comes to that personally. Maybe he did. You know, I've just never been a Bone. I was a Bones Jones fan, but I quit being a John Jones fan when he started dictating who he would fight and who he don't fight. A real champion don't do that. A real champion will stand up and say, "Hey, anytime, anywhere, I'll defend my belt." A fighting champion will say, "I will defend this belt against anybody, anytime, anywhere. It don't matter." I mean, but when he started saying, "Well, this guy doesn't deserve a title shot," or this guy doesn't deserve a title shot. Obviously, somebody thinks the guy deserves to be there, or else the guy wouldn't have gotten the shot. But, you know, a real champion will say, "Okay, fine, I'll beat him again. I've beat him before, I'll beat him again, so let's do it." But when John Jones says, "Well, no, I'm not going to fight this guy, he don't deserve to be there," I mean, that's when I lost all respect. That's lip service in my book. For 2-1-1-2-8. We're coming up on a 9:15 right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. We're going to step away for right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. 323-642-1128. If you want to call in, if you got your opinions or got something sports related you want to talk about, we will be glad to do that. Right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, we talk about a little bit of everything. Right now we're talking about MMA, UFC, Bo Jones. As we mentioned, Bo Jones got popped on a drug test, tested positive for cocaine. And now the question is, what punishment should Bones Jones receive? I mean, the guy's got to be punished. I mean, Dana White is going to look like a total fool if he does it, because who was it? Got busted on the drug test a couple of years ago, and he was basically kicked out of UFC and banned from fighting MMA, pretty much. I mean, I'm not sure his current status. And it was for something it was a lesser offense than Bo Jones popping, tested positive for cocaine. And he says he's in rehab. So I want to know the listeners' opinion out there. 323-642-1128. Call in and let's talk about what your opinion on what you think the punishment for Jones should be. I mean, personally, I think he should be stripped of the belt. I mean, maybe I'm being a little harsh, but you know, when you see, I think it's fair. I mean, when you see other fighters getting kicked out of UFC or suspended for lesser violations, then I mean, this is definitely a bigger violation. I mean, it'd be different if it was a performance-enhancing drug or something like that. But, you know, it's cocaine. And, I mean, so, you know, if you're out there, you're listening, 323-642-1128, call in, give your opinion on John Jones. Like I said, I lost all respect for John Jones even before all this happened due to the fact that he tried saying, well, you know, I forget who it was he was supposed to fight, but he just popped up and said, well, hey, this guy doesn't deserve a title shot, so I'm not going to fight him. I'm sorry, you may be the champion, but you are not the boss. If Dana White had any cojones about him, he would look at John Jones and says, you will fight who we tell you to fight, or you can give up the belt. Your call. That's my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. But a real fighting champion will fight anybody, any place, anywhere. And, you know, that's just how I totally feel about it. You know, 323-642-1128. Maybe I'm wrong. Call in with your opinion. Let me know. Go into chat room. If you're listening to the show and you have access and you can get into our chat room, we got our chat room up and running right here on Blog Talk Radio /The Greg Squirrel Show. And give us some opinions. Let us know what you're talking about. All right. NFL playoffs coming up this weekend. Dallas Cowboys traveling to Green Bay, and everybody's talking Packers, but I think they're going to be a little bit surprised, because the Cowboys, yeah, I know it's Green Bay. I know it's the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. Who was that, Chris Berman? You used to always call it that. But you got to look at the record this year. The Cowboys are undefeated on the road this year. Cowboys are on the road, and they're getting ready, and they're traveling to Green Bay to take on the Packers in the playoffs. Is this the Cowboys' year? I don't know. But it will be fun to see. The other big game going on out there is going to be New England and the Ravens. Boy, I'm torn on this game on who to go with. New England, they got Tom Brady. Belichick always seems to have the guys ready. But I'm really liking the Ravens' chance. Call in with your opinion on that. We would like to hear the listener's voice and what they feel about it. So, like I say, I'm going with the Cowboys. I'm going with the Ravens and their matchup. Let me jump over here and look at the other ball games going on and kind of get some other. Want to jump back on some pro wrestling. As y'all know, the new James, or as you may not know, I know because I keep track of that stuff. The new James Bond movie has started filming. Dave Bautista, WWE fame. He was also, didn't he play in Guardians of the Galaxy? Was he the tree or was that Vin Diesel who played the tree? I think it was Vin Diesel who was the tree. I forget Batista's character, Guardians of the Galaxy. But all the words coming out that he has been really impressing the people with filming that movie. James Winston, Florida State, has announced that he's going to enter the 2015 draft. Words coming out, Aaron Rodgers has said that he would be playing against the Cowboys. Had some injuries going on, but he's hopping up there. He says, hey, I'm doing this thing, so let's get it on. Let's see. Here is the football, the NFL playoffs schedule for this weekend. Saturday, you're going to have Baltimore at New England. And then that's 3:35 Central Time. Then around 7:15 Central Time, you're going to have the Carolina Panthers and the Seattle Seahawks. So you got that game going down. Then, of course, Sunday, January 11th, 12 high noon, you got the Cowboys at Green Bay. Boy, I'm glad that's not a night game. Could you imagine how cold that would be if that was a night game in Green Bay? Woo! I mean, I can hardly tolerate the 10 degrees that we are here in northwest Arkansas this morning. You can just imagine what it's going to be like in Green Bay. Sunday, Cowboys at Green Bay, high noon. Then around 3:30, you're going to have Indianapolis Colts taking on the Denver Broncos. Is this Peyton Manning's chance to get him one more ring on his finger? Oh, have y'all seen the new commercial? Oh, it is classic. I can't even remember who all's in it, but it's like Joe Montana and, oh, crap, I can't remember who the other three guys are. But they're all bragging about their Heisman trophies, and Joe Montana puts his hand up by his face, and he has all of his Super Bowl rings on. He says, oh, that's really impressive, guys. Yeah, classic, funny commercial. Anyway, 323-642-1128. If there's something you want to talk about right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, call on in and let's talk about it. Let's see here. So we talked about the playoffs, football and college. It's kind of hard. I'm still trying to get used to Sega. Oh, excuse me. it's and these are the divisional playoffs, mind you. But it's still just hard, getting hard for me to say college football playoffs. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But it is what it is. So, anyway, college football playoffs, that championship game, yes, it's a big one, if that's what you want to call it. Monday night, Jerry World, the host location, Dallas, Texas. AT&T Stadium, home of your Dallas Cowboys. Well, my Dallas Cowboys, they may not be your Dallas Cowboys. Anyway, once again, Oregon Ducks taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes. They had a big press release the other day talking about what uniforms and stuff they're going to be wearing. And I'm kind of surprised that Oregon, their uniforms for this game have none of their school colors in it. There's no green. There's no yellow. They're wearing a white and silver. And they actually look pretty sharp in my book. You know, I would have liked to have seen some green or some yellow in there. What wasn't it, two or three years ago, the Ducks were playing, and they had what they call tracer shoes. So they were that bright lime green, yellow, whatever you want to call it, that Oregon wears. And you could actually trace them as they were running on TV. It was kind of weird. But, you know, that's Oregon for you, you know, when your top contributor, Oregon alumni, is the owner of Nike, you can have 365 uniforms. And people think I'm joking when I say that, but they actually did a survey. When you take all the different helmets that Oregon has, all the different jerseys that Oregon has, and all the different pants, you mix match combinations, whatever, all the helmets, all the jerseys, all the pants, different combinations, they determined that Oregon could play a game every day of the year and not wear the same outfit twice. That's crazy. But, you know, like I say, when your top alumni is the owner of Nike, you can have 500 million football uniforms. All right. It is 9:30, bottom of the hour. We're going to take another short break. We'll be back on the other side. Don't forget the phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. Once again, Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Be back in 2 and 2.
Don't cry to me. If you loved me, you would be here with me. You want me, come find me. Make up your mind.
Evanescence right here on a Thursday morning. I like their music. I don't know, something about Amy Lee just kind of hot in my book. I actually, somewhere in the dark recesses of the Greg Squirrel Show studios, sponsored by Cherokee Entertainment, by the way, I have one of their original demo CDs. And I was actually working in radio, a little radio station called Power 105.7, doing the overnight and weekend shifts. And guy came knocking on the studio door one night, and I forget the guy's name, but he was with Evanescence, and he was handing out their demo CD. So somewhere around here, in the catacombs, like I say, of the Greg Squirrel Show studios, we have Evanescence original demo CD. And matter of fact, the acoustic or the piano only version of My Immortal is on there. So there you go. All right, I want to give a big shout out to my good buddy Amy Meisner. She's out there listening to the show. Let's go down the list. People that are listening to the show today: Elizabeth, Mike, Amy, Robert, Tammy, Eric, Mike, Melinda, Julie, Marty, Rosa, Crystal, Cassandra, Desiree, and Gretchen. Is it my imagination or are 3/4 of my listeners female? Is that a good thing? Is there a bad thing? Hey, chicks are into sports too. So don't forget. Oh, by the way, don't forget, if you are in Tulsa, Oklahoma this weekend, stay away from the BOK. Garth Brooks is in town for the next 2 weekends in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I tried putting the plug out. You know, I saw Garth Brooks last world tour. I got to go see him in Memphis, Tennessee at the Pyramid. Not the FedEx, but at the Pyramid. I think they were just, I don't even think the FedEx was built yet. So, but it was at the Memphis Pyramid. Oh man, you talk about a great show. It was him and Trisha. And I can't remember what time the show started, but I know it was after midnight before I got back to my motel. And my motel was only 15 minutes from the Pyramid. But it was a crazy show, good show. And my birthday, you know, my birthday is February 28th. And I'm kind of hoping somebody pops up and says, with some birthday present tickets. Yeah. All right. Anyway, Garth Brooks, like I say, he's back. Great new album. Man Against the Machine. My favorite song on the whole album right now is the title track, Man Against the Machine. I mean, he's got some other great songs. He's got Mama. Matter of fact, I got the CD right here in front of me, now that I think about it. Man Against the Machine, She's Tired of the Boys, Cold Like That, American Kid, Mom, a great song. Wrong About You, Rodeo and Juliet, Midnight Train, Cowboys Forever, People Loving People, Send Them On Down the Road, Fish, You Wreck Me in Tacoma. Who could make a song about fish? If anybody could make a song about fish, it's Garth Brooks. Phone lines are open, 323-642-1128, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Hold on a minute. Hey, the Midians made it in this morning. There's one Midian. Where's my other two Midians? They're roaming around here somewhere. Yes, the Midians made the move from the old studio to the new studio. That's right. Since we were last, well, not the last show, because last show was Tuesday, but Got brand new studios, actually got a window view. I can look outside, see the cars driving by, see what's going on this great, big, beautiful planet. As crazy as it's getting in some parts of the country, it's still a beautiful planet. And like Gar says, people just got to love people. So 323-642-1128 right here on the Greg Skrill Show. If you didn't miss the announcement, Pro Baseball Hall of Fame made their announcements for this year's class. Got an excellent pitching rotation coming in. You got John Smoltz, Pedro Martinez, Randy Johnson, and over on third base, you got Craig Biggio. Those are the four big names going into the hall at Cooperstown. That's someplace I've always wanted to visit. I want to visit all the Hall of Fame for the major sports. I'm not much of a hockey fan, so I may or may not get there before I die. But at some point in my life, I want to visit Cooperstown. I want to visit Canton and wherever the NBA Hall. Do the NBA even have a Hall of Fame? I'm sure they do. There's too many great players. Magic Johnson, Jordan, Bird, Dr. J, Danny Ferry, Bill Russell, Lambeer. I mean, as annoying as he can be, I'll even give Charles Barkley a big pop out there. 323-642-1128. The phone lines are open right here on the Greg Skrill Show. Looking for sponsors. If you want to sponsor the Greg Skrill Show, hey, it's quick, easy, it's simple. We can do a monthly, or if you want to sponsor a year for the Greg Skrill Show, we can do that too. $25 a month or $100 for the whole year right here on the Greg Skrill Show. Let's see here. What else can we look at? Jump over here. Let's haven't looked at basketball in a while. I was kind of hurt and disappointed nobody participated in my fantasy college bowl prediction that I do every year. So I guess I get to walk out with the beautiful belt. Since nobody else participated, I win by default. You know, nice big belt from a Pro-Am Belts. Go to the winner, the person that picked the most. But nobody participated this year. So, want to give a big shout out David Grayson, my buddy, my pal, my friend, listening to the show this morning. By the way, David Grayson has an awesome looking walkout t-shirt for his next fight. And if you look up David Grayson on Facebook, you can probably see a picture of that t-shirt. He's going to be fighting in Fort Smith. He is a three-time IBJJF world champion, and he's also 5-million-time Naga champion. So 27. Okay, well, seems like 500. I think David's gotten to the point where he's just given the belts to fans because he's got no more room in his trophy case. But David Grayson, listening to the show this morning, always glad to hear from David. And like I say, I mean, these have got to be some of the sweetest walkout t-shirts I've seen. And I'll even compare them to some of the big guys. I mean, I don't have a picture of it here in front of me, but it's kind of a lime green with purple lettering with his name and logos all over it. It's pretty kick. So, all right. So we're jumping back over here. Dallas Mavericks. Rondo, now a part of the Magic, or part of the Mavericks. Dallas is 26-11 on the season. Their big winning streak came to an end. They went to Detroit and kind of got it laid on them. That's all right. That Dallas will be there at the end of the season. So it's going to be all good. Once again, phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. If you want to call in, if there's something you want to talk about, we will be glad to have you on the air. We got about 17 minutes left on the show today. And then it's the weekend. It's weekend eve, as I call it. Got some fun stuff coming up. Like I said, Ian the Boys, Ultimate Party Band, they're going to be playing at George's Majestic Lounge right here in Fayetteville, Arkansas. They're going to be playing there. I am the newest member of Ian the Boys, playing some keyboards, singing a little backup for them. So we got that big show coming up Saturday night at George's Majestic Lounge, legendary Dixon Street, Fayetteville, Arkansas. Then December 17th and 19th, I'm going to be in Little Rock, Arkansas, doing the PA announcing for the Life Champs MLK Basketball Tournament. So get a chance to see some good basketball action, see some of these kids before they go pro. We got that going on down in Little Rock, Arkansas. Then, as I mentioned, January 24th, David Grayson, gonna end the crew, Extreme Fighting Inc. Ice. And the way this temperature feels this morning, they may have ice. That event's gonna be taking place in Fort Smith, Arkansas at the Fort Smith Convention Center. You can look David Grayson up on Facebook, or you can get with anybody with Extreme Fighting Inc. and get you some tickets for that event. And then January 24th, I am going to be in Springfield, Missouri with the Adrenaline Fight League at the legendary Shrine Mosque Auditorium. So got that event coming up there. I'd like to see some of the guys. I'd like to see some cross promotion coming up. I'd like to see some of the guys that fight on XFI come fight on some of the Missouri show, vice versa. I'd like to see some of the guys and Missouri on those Missouri shows I announced come down here and fight on some of these Arkansas shows. We have some that do that, but kind of like to see some of these guys really test their mettle, see what they really got, and kind of branch out. I think that's where a lot of fighters get a bad rap when they're starting out, because they kind of stay to their home area. But if you really want to prove yourself, I mean, 2-3 hour drive, you know, I think that would be worth it. Go to Tulsa, get with some of the promoters over there, Springfield, Oklahoma City, Little Rock. I mean, there's a lot of great individual MMA promotions running out there, and really test your stuff going out and fight on some of these other shows. 323-642-1128. We are going to step away, and we will be back on the other side right here on the Greg Skrull Show. We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Thank you.
back on the air right here at the Greg Skrull Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. It is birthday time. If you got a birthday, call it in, 323-642-1128, and we will put your birthday on the air around the world or whoever has a computer listening to this show right now. 323-642-1128. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. Here we go. We got our birthdays for today. Only got three. The list is short today. We got Stacy Frank, 22 years old. Happy birthday. Carl Detkin. Carl is afraid to put his age. But happy birthday to Carl. And we got Dan Gehringer, head coach of the Mountain Burg Lady Dragons High School basketball team. He is 67 years young. Happy birthday from the Greg Skrull Show right here on Blog Talk Radio, 323-642-1128. We are on the last 10 minutes of the show. It is great stuff. So what are your plans for the weekend? Like I say, I'm going to be playing some music, watch a little Razorback basketball. I'm just going to be having fun. Playing, you know, Georgia, if Arkansas is playing at home, and so if Arkansas wins, there is a good chance of having a hellacious victory party going on at Georgia's Saturday night. So if you like good 80s music, come on out to Georgia's, check us out. Like I said, me and Ian the boys, Elizabeth, Robert, Math, and Dustin. We're going to be playing the front room. Start around 8:30, I think we said we're starting. Hot Licks, 80s band. They're going to be playing the main stage. And then when they get done with their show, Ian the boys, we're going to be back on the stage, out in the front room, close down the night, close down the bar till the cows come home. I know that's detrimental to some of you fighters out there training regiment. 323-642-1128. It is what it is. All right. Don't forget, we got the NFL playoffs going down this weekend. Who's your predictions going to be in the Super Bowl? 323-642-1128. We also got the chat room. It's up and running. Get your predictions in there. We're also taking predictions for the college playoff championship. It's hard to believe that there's not an SEC team in there. I mean, Ohio State jumped up, laid it on Bama. But that's all right. I mean, just another reason for the SEC to just go back, lick their wounds, and start all over and do it again next year. But yeah, Oregon Ducks and the Silver Quack Attack taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes. And the Ohio State's just a traditionalist. They didn't they haven't done anything special. I think the only real change, noticeable, if it's even that, is they got black numbers on their shoulders. And I don't follow Oregon State football on a regular basis, so I can't remember if that's a regular thing or just what. I know they have the stripes on the sleeves, but I couldn't tell you one way or the other if they have the number on the jerseys. Anyway, sorry to get off on that, but they will be in action, so make sure you check that out. And don't forget, a lot of great MMA promotions around the United States having events this weekend. So depending on where you're at, get out and support local MMA, because you never know who may be the next. I was going to say John Jones, but we hope you're not the next John Jones. Please, don't do that. Drugs are bad. Don't do them. Never done drugs a day in my life. Don't plan on starting it. Yes, I do have a drink now and then. Parrot Bay and pineapple juice are my favorite. Hint, 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 hint. So anyway, yeah, we have pretty much talked about everything on the list today. The call board is all cleared out, 323-642. We have people bouncing in and out of the chat room, but nobody's calling in. So we are going to kick on out of here 5 minutes early. We're going to go ahead and kick on out of here. Don't forget, have a great weekend. Don't forget, Tuesday, we will be back. Tuesday, we will be back on the air at 3 p.m. That's our Tuesday time slot, 9 a.m. next Thursday, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. So until then, where's me some kiss with my beautiful bean footage? Woo! We are right here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Squirrel Show. We will see you Tuesday, 3 p.m. See ya. Have a great weekend.